This is Senator Bob Dole. Liberals on Capitol Hill can't wait to sign an arms agreement with the Soviet Union, and that's the problem. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, for 5 years you've attacked the president for demanding airtight verification of two nuclear test treaties with the Soviet Union. Now, just a few weeks after the president's policy of strength has brought the Soviets to the negotiating table in Geneva, your Democrat leadership wants to ram those treaties through the Senate and ask questions later. Unfortunately, they forgot one slight detail, verification. The president and the majority of the Senate wants to okay those treaties, but only with an ironclad agreement to monitor Soviet compliance. Ted, even the Democrat-controlled Foreign Relations Committee broke ranks with your leadership on this one. How about you, Ted?
Bob, let's tell the truth about those treaties. The Reagan record on arms control is appalling, and they deserve all the criticism that they've been getting. For 6 years, Congress has been pressing the White House to move forward, but the hardliners in the administration always called the shots. They'd rather escalate the arms race than negotiate an arms agreement. Last fall, the administration finally seemed to get the message. President Reagan pledged to submit two long-pending treaties for ratification, on condition that they not take effect until verification procedures are in place. We all agreed on that, Bob, but the administration broke its word by demanding unacceptable new conditions. Another opportunity for arms control was lost. Things are looking better in Geneva, Bob, but we've heard that song before. Irangate has temporarily knocked the hardliners out of the driver's seat. If Howard Baker can keep them out, we may get a decent treaty after all. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.